Hi everyone. So I'm going to be sharing two ghost stories with you, as I promised. One is going to be what I consider a little bit more creepy and scary to me, and the other one will be a little bit more of a Casper the Ghost one. So let's get started with that. Okay, the first one is I was still living at home, and this was when all this began with me, and I was still trying to figure it out, seeing things, knowing things, unsure of did I believe in things. So I was on the phone with my friend, and I was in my bathroom, and I was sitting on the garden tub, edge of the garden tub, and her and I were talking, and it was close to Halloween, and I just got this over sensational feeling in my body that it just, something was starting to scare me, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was talking to her, and I was telling her, I'm like, I don't feel good. I feel something creepy. Like, I just feel like something's behind me. And right when I said that, like, I could feel and sense a spirit coming through the window behind me. And as I could feel the energy, again, it was like really freaking me out that I didn't know what I was going to see. I didn't know what I was feeling. And you know, I was talking to her. She's like, I don't think I can help you, Hope. Maybe you should call one of your mentors. And so I hung up with her. And as I was sitting there, I saw an entity. And to describe the entity, yes, I could see them clear as day. I could sketch them. And as I saw this spirit come around me, around from, you know, behind me, in front of me, just looking at me, it looked like a spirit from just, it looked wet. It looked like a female with long stringy hair. Kind of reminded me of, I did see the movie The Ring, scared me to death. But it kind of reminded me of that. So I thought, okay, maybe it's because I watched that movie many, many, many years ago. I'm not really seeing this. This can't be real. And the ghost just kind of stared at me with this like evil dead stare. And I was like, okay, I don't know what to do with this. So I kind of walked slowly out of the bathroom, still staring at the ghost. And I walked out of the bathroom, jumped into my bed, put the covers over my head because I'm like, this isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't happening. I don't believe in evil. This is not happening. And so I took the covers down a little bit, and she was just, I'm going to say she because, like I said, it looked like a female. You know, I can't. You know, when people talk about evil and horns, she didn't look like that. She just looked very creepy, just the way she was staring at me. And so I, again, my mind was like, this can't be real. This can't be real. And all of a sudden, she scratched the back of the headboard. Like, I saw her just, like, whoosh her arm and hand behind me. And I was like, no. And so I went to jump up, still with her standing there, and she lashed out at me and kind of scratched my leg. And again, I was like so mortified. I'm like, nope, this is not happening. This is not real. So I jumped back into bed, put the covers over my head, and I guess I fell asleep, took a little nap. Well, I kind of woke up again thinking, okay, maybe I was dreaming that. Like, there's no way. That was just way too much for me. And I came downstairs, got some tea, went out onto the deck, and I was sitting there. And I looked down at my leg, and there were scratch marks. And I'll never forget in that moment, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This is real. This is happening. So then all of a sudden, I heard my ex calling for me. And I went into the house, and he was upstairs. And I went up there. And I was like, what? And he's like, what'd you do to the headboard? And there were literally scratch marks on the headboard. So that's in that moment when I realized, like, okay, that was real. What do I do? I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. And I was panicking. I was literally like, this is horrifying. This is a horror movie. Nobody would believe me. I don't even believe it. So I called my mentor, Grey Wolf, and I said, look, I don't know if I believe this. I don't know what to do. And he was like, Hope, you've got to tell the spirit to leave. Like, it's your house. It's your space. Say it out loud. I'm like, literally out loud? He's like, well, who's going to hear you? Just say it out loud now. So I could still see the spirit kind of lingering in the corner of the room. So I did. I listened to him and I said, okay, you need to leave. This is my house. Get out. And it's kind of in that mental state where you're like, okay, this is crazy. This is weird. This is not real. But yet I don't care because I have scratch marks on my leg. And so I need to do something. So I did. I said it out loud. I kept saying it. And I literally, as she watched me, she just stared at me and then she kind of floated down the stairs out the front door. And in that moment, I was like, okay, now what? Like, there's got to be a way to protect my house, my space. Like, I don't know what to do. And then there is more to that on how I did that. And I'll explain that later. But it never came back. But after that moment, another one of my spirit guides, I'll get into that more later, started teaching me on how to identify and how to get my level of vibration up. And the spirit explained to me what to do. So I was being trained. So that's one ghost story. Again, it was really creepy. It was like literally watching my own movie of a horror movie. And I just had to keep carrying on and going on with it. Okay, that's one story. So the next story is I became friends with this couple in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and they owned an Airbnb, and they knew they had spirits in their house. And I did communicate with those spirits, and again, that's for another day. That's a really cool story too. But when I spoke to the spirits, there were three of them in the house that was kind of like a family, but I sensed four spirits, but I only got to see three of them and communicate why they were there. Were they stuck there? They weren't evil. They were just trapped. And so I did have communication with these spirits. And the woman that owned the B&B, she was a very nice, lovely lady, and she hurt her leg. So she had asked me to come help, like to make beds and, you know, vacuum, and if I could help her because she couldn't get to the second floor. I'm like, sure, no problem. So I would go over there and knowing the spirits were there, and I'd just communicate with them. And still never saw this fourth one that I could feel was in the house. So one day I'm just vacuuming in the room, and I was all through the Victorian, beautiful room, big poster beds. It was gorgeous. I was making the bed, and then I started vacuuming. And as I was vacuuming, I slightly hit the bed with the vacuum. And all of a sudden, this little girl spirit jumped out from under the bed and went, boo. And I dropped the vacuum, went running down the hallway because it scared me. And she was giggling. And I was like, don't do that to me. You can't, that's not okay. And I was jumping up and down in the hallway and I'm like, oh my gosh, like that was just so scary. Even though she was cute. She was a little girl. She said, boo. And then I kind of talked to her, you know, I knelt down with the spirit and I said, look at, I guess you're the fourth spirit that I didn't see in the house. And she started giggling and she liked to play hide and seek. So every time I would go over there, it was kind of a run-on thing with me, with her. Like I'd open up the chest to get the pillows out and she'd jump out and giggle. So she was like a little friendly spirit and I communicated with her a lot. And the family did tell me why they were kind of stuck there and they were worried that I'd rid them. They kept saying that, please don't rid us. So there's that element too where I was like, look, this is your space. The owners know you're here. People that have stayed at the bed and breakfast have witnessed, you know, doors closing and things like that that would creep most people out. So after that, we kind of just had this little ongoing thing. She would play hide and seek with me. She was very cute. So there's two of my ghost stories. I will give more details later with some other ones. But since it is Halloween, happy Halloween. I love Halloween. I do have this one thing that I used to say to people on my ghost tours when I'd go into a cemetery, because movies and the horror movies, they make out the cemeteries to be so scary. And I always tell people, like, look, if you're afraid at any point, go into a cemetery, because a cemetery is holy ground, like it's sacred ground. So you're more safe in a cemetery than you are anywhere else. So that's my little tidbit for Halloween. But happy Halloween, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your day. And I look forward to posting another episode really soon. Bye.